Hello, my name's David Wolfe. I'd like to call myself the proprietor at Wakelands Agroforestry in Suffolk.
Just start off by telling us, what is agroforestry?
So agroforestry is combining trees with crops as part of the farming system. Now, obviously, there have been traditional forms of agroforestry for many hundreds of years, pigs in orchards, even hedges in one sense are agroforestry. But what we're talking about now is a relatively modern, the last few years, system of formally planting lines of trees into fields so that you have both a tree-based crop and a more arable-based crop in the alleys in between.
Is it difficult to work with different farm machinery? Because farm machinery has become much larger recently, hasn't it? Do you have to plan where you plant the trees more carefully?
Yes, so the way it's normally done, the way we've got it at Wakelands, which is the farm I have in Suffolk, is lines of trees running north-south, and the spacing is then set for the machinery that people have got. So typically, modern planting, they're planting sort of 24 meter apart with a tree, so that's plenty wide enough for a modern machinery to get through. So obviously, it's slightly harder to work with machinery in the alleys than it would be in an open field. But the benefits you're getting from the combination of the trees and the crops is more than pays for that slight extra complexity.
And what sort of trees would you plant?
So what we've got are multiple different areas in my farm in Suffolk for different purposes. So it really depends what the farmer's trying to achieve. So just to give you examples, we've got an area where there's what are called short rotation hazel coppicing. So that's for we basically grow sticks, and they're either for fencing or they're chipped for biomass to run our heating system. That's one option. Or you can have areas with fruit trees, so you can have a relatively short, quick return by having apple trees or plums or cherries or whatever in lines of trees in a field. Or you can plant timber trees. So some people are planting timber trees in the lines in the field where they won't see a return on the timber trees for many decades. So it really is a choice for the individual farmer, depending upon what kind of short, medium, and long-term operational and financial decisions they want to be making.
And of course, there's benefits for nature, for biodiversity, because a fruit tree, as it ages, provides home and sustenance for many, many different insects.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Agroforestry is great for biodiversity. So you've obviously got whatever the trees are providing in terms of habitats, in terms of moisture retention, in terms of slowing down the shade from the sun, that kind of thing. Compared to a big open field of wheat or oilseed rape or whatever, it's all the difference in the world. It's a very vibrant place.
So how did you get into agroforestry? What made you want to make that switch?
So the farm that I run at the moment is Wakelands in Suffolk. That was set up by my parents in 1994, so exactly 30 years ago this month, they planted the first agroforestry trees. They were early pioneers in doing that. People generally thought they were mad. Certainly, the mainstream establishment farming thought that was a pretty odd thing to be doing. Why would you plant trees in a field? Anyway, roll the clock forward 30 years, and it's now central government policy that 10% of arable farmland in the UK should be agroforested by 2050 to help tackle climate change. And of course, it brings other benefits as well. So, what was regarded as quirky and cranky 30 years ago is now core and part of the future of much of farming.
So was it an idea to sort of diversify and get into a new area, for your parents, for
It's not.
farmers,
It's
for
just, I
instance?
mean, so agroforestry is an activity of diversification, because instead of just having fields of cereals or whatever crops being grown in them, you've also got a tree crop, and that might be a fruit crop or a timber crop or whatever it might be, and you've also got the benefits of that. So it is diversification in that sense. But I think for a lot of farmers, it's driven by other imperatives. So it's driven by, for example, farms in East Anglia. In some areas, they're concerned about soil erosion. In some places, they've got excess flooding. In some places, the soil is too dry. In some cases, it's about reducing windborne pathogen spread. In some cases, I mean, I've been talking about cereal farms because that's what we are, but also there are plenty of farmers who are doing it where they've got animals, where they've got livestock. And for them, particularly with changing climate, it's actually very often about shade for the animals. If you've got cows or pigs or sheep in a large field these days, they're increasingly getting cooked in the summer. It's just too hot. So to introduce trees and shade is in some ways a no-brainer. And if you then also get a crop from your trees, well, that's a double win.
Now, you're one of the organisers of Agroforestry Open Weekend. Tell us a bit about what that is.
Yes, so we set this up 3 years ago. It's modelled on, people may have heard of open gardens or open studios, where each different location simply opens over the same period, and we do central publicity. So each site will be doing their own slightly different thing, but it's over the weekend, 17th to the 20th of May of this year. We have a website, which is www.agroforestryopenweekend.org. If you go onto that website, you'll see a map and you'll see information about each of the different sites. We've got probably close to 40 open this year at some point over the weekend, UK, Ireland, and indeed some in other countries as well. So people can look on a map, see where there's one near them, have a look at information about that site, find out what they're doing over the weekend, and go and have a look, go and see some agroforestry. So whether you're an environmentalist or a farmer or simply somebody who's interested in different ways of growing and organising the land, come and visit one of the agroforestry sites over Agroforestry Open Weekend in May. It should be great fun.
And do you think it's important to communicate new kind of, well, it's not new ideas in farming, but communicate this type of information to the public and to other people, professionals within agriculture? Do you think that's an important thing that the weekend will do?
So our experience of previous years is that lots of the visitors we get and the farms get are other farmers who are thinking about converting to agroforestry and planting agroforestry, and they want to come and have a look and ask questions and have a look and see what it looks like in practice. And I think that's only going to accelerate because as of this summer, the government is going to start specifically paying farmers, I should say, to do agroforestry. So previously, farmers got paid pretty much the same, whatever they did. Now that's changing, new subsidy schemes. Farmers will now get particular payments for certain things. And agroforestry is one of those things that's being promoted. So I think a lot more farmers will now be much more interested, even if it's only for financial reasons. But of course, it's also the right thing to do for many, many other reasons.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, David, and good luck with the weekend.
Absolute pleasure.
Do you know how many sort of people you've had in previous times to your own personal farm?
We've had last year, it was about 300 people over the course of the weekend. So we'd hope to get a similar sort of number this year. It's a good number to have because it's plenty of people, so it makes it fun, but not so many, it becomes a bit unmanageable. So that would be our aim again.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, David, and good luck with the Open Weekend.
Thank you.